This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. President Trump will do his tolerance tour in order to bring the three religions of the world together. That's the headline. In one moment, Ken Timmerman joins me from Washington with more details on this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The president had some very interesting times, not only with the fact that they passed repeal and replace, and then the president of the United States announced his tolerance tour. He's going to go to Saudi Arabia, Jerusalem, and Rome. That is going to be an interesting trip. Your thoughts about this trip that he's going to be taking to the Muslim world, the Jewish world, and the Christian world?
Well, this is a very different president than the one who left office on January 20th. We have in Donald Trump someone who is confronting head-on problems in the Middle East. A tolerance tour is precisely what is needed right now. Saudi Arabia, which will not allow Christians to practice their faith in their country, even though they have hundreds of thousands of Filipino Christians working as virtual slaves in Saudi Arabia. This is something for Donald Trump. If he raises that issue of Saudi tolerance for other faiths while he's in Saudi Arabia, it will be the first time ever that a U.S. president has done so openly. The only time that anything approaching this, Jimmy, has ever happened was when Ronald Reagan was president and his CIA director, who was a devout Christian, went to Saudi Arabia over Easter. Bill Casey insisted on holding an Easter Christian service while he was there. The Saudis, because he was CIA director, did nothing about it. But otherwise, the U.S. Embassy, people who were at the embassy, were afraid to ever practice their faith. So if Donald Trump insists on religious freedom while he's in Saudi Arabia, that will absolutely be a first for the United States.
Ken Timmerman in Washington with details on President Trump's tolerance tour. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken said that if Donald Trump insists on religious freedom in Saudi Arabia, that will be a first in that Islamic country. But then it's on to Jerusalem to work on the peace process between the Jews and the Palestinians. All previous presidents working on this peace process to bring resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict have failed. Donald Trump says that he can make the deal. Only time will tell. The final stop on the Trump tolerance tour is Rome, Italy. You know, visits to the capitals of the three great religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, is key for the possibility of a resolution in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, a peace treaty between the two parties. But wait a minute. Do you recognize the scenario found in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27? A world leader establishing peace in Jerusalem with the tolerance of three religions. That is how Bible prophecy will be played out in the end times. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...